Well, good Friday morning, beloved, and welcome to the 5-minute journey on our last day of the week. Today we are reading from John chapter 7, verses 1 through 24, where Jesus returns to Galilee and meets with his brothers who urge him to go to Judea to attend the Festival of Shelters, also known as the Feast of Booths or Tabernacles. This autumn agricultural celebration commemorated God's providing for the people during their journey in the desert following the Exodus from Egypt. Jesus attends the festival in secret, but midway through the festival, he teaches in the temple, and the Jewish authorities are surprised by Jesus' teachings and knowledge. So, again, God's guiding word for us this week has been love, and let's begin reading John chapter 7. After this, Jesus traveled in Galilee, and he did not want to travel in Judea because the Jewish authorities there wanted to kill him. The time for the Festival of Shelters was near, so Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave this place and go to Judea so that your followers will see the things that you are doing. People don't hide what they are doing if they want to be well known. And since you are doing these things, let the whole world know about you." And in parentheses, it says, "Not even his brothers believed in him." And Jesus said to them, "The right time for me has not yet come. Any time is right for you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I keep telling it that its ways are bad. You go on to the festival. I'm not going to this festival because the right time has not come for me." He said this and then stayed on in Galilee. After his brothers had gone to the festival, Jesus also went. However, he did not go openly but secretly. The Jewish authorities were looking for him at the festival. "Where is he?" they asked. There was much whispering about him in the crowd. "He is a good man," some people said. "No," others said, "he fools the people." But no one talked about him openly because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. The festival was nearly half over when Jesus went to the temple and began teaching. The Jewish authorities were greatly surprised and said, "How does this man know so much when he's never been to school?" And Jesus answered, "What I teach is not my own teaching, but it comes from God who sent me. Whoever is willing to do what God wants will know whether what I teach comes from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Those who speak on their own authority are trying to gain glory for themselves, but he who wants glory for the one who sent him is honest, and there is nothing false in him. Moses gave you the law, didn't he? But not one of you obeys the law. So why are you trying to kill me?" "Well, you have a demon in you," the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you?" And Jesus answered, "I performed one miracle, and you were all surprised. Moses ordered you to circumcise your sons, although it was not Moses, but your ancestors who started it. And so you circumcise a boy on the Sabbath. If a boy is circumcised on the Sabbath so that Moses' law is not broken, why are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Stop judging by external standards and judge by true standards." And today's key verse is John chapter 7, verse 16, where Jesus answered, "What I teach is not my own teaching, but it comes from God who sent me." You know, it's interesting that I don't know, I can't really tell from the language of this passage whether Jesus' brothers were chiding him, what you have is so great, Jesus, even though they didn't believe he said who he said he was. "Why don't you go to the festival and let everybody see all your miracle working power?" The language just has bear it out whether they are being sincere or they're just being sincerely mean. But at any rate, it's interesting that Jesus did go to the festival, and once he revealed himself, he got into trouble. Why? For doing good. He healed somebody on the Sabbath, And because of that, the religious leaders wanted to take his life. No, they were just jealous. They didn't like the competition. And so they just decided that Jesus had to die. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that your teachings come from God. I seek to do what God wants and serve you as a faithful disciple. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to a close, beloved. I hope to see you in church on Sunday. And if you can't be there physically, don't forget that you can join us on Zoom and also on Facebook. And then we plan on seeing you again on Monday morning, where we will be reading from John chapter 7, verses 25, where Jesus continues teaching in the temple. So as my father-in-law used to say, here, there, or in the air, we will see you next time. May God richly bless you, is my prayer for you.